We deplore violence. No one can be trusted with power and violence. Social change must come in many countries, but there must always be peaceful cooperation. What was the other? Stand by. Tell Don Fitch to repair the phone in Georgetown so no one can make outgoing calls. $400. And I want to hear from you that did it. We'll find it out because we have a high, powerful friend in the telephone company that informs us of the numbers. Tell it now and you'll have no difficulty at all. Maybe some of you didn't realize how much it cost. But that phone is never to be used except by emergency needs by the coordinator. That's to be understood. Please understand that clearly. Remember, there'll be a list by Dr. Tropp as you go by to dine, which you sign before you eat, as well as you answer our good Reb Edwards, Supervisor of Political Enlightenment. We've got to keep ourselves informed. That will impress the Russian ambassador and delegation of doctors that are coming to check me and others, me particular. Though I can assure you, I have a feeling I did with Marson what I did there. Dr. Gary became a convinced believer after seeing her x-ray showing splots all over and cancer cells. She went on to the next hospital, Dr. Reed Memorial Hospital, and they found no cancer cells. I had the same feeling the night before that I would have to take care of my health for the safety of the people. I still have other problems from lack of sleep, people putting pressure, but I shall go through. I want to give you that assurance. Make creative things that could be sold. Everything you can think of, bring to my suggestion box. It's highly essential. Much love. Off. Important for you to know that some of the leading Guyanese government officials see that USA is trying a crude attempt to destabilize Guyana. This article is in response to a statement issued in New York by Lyndon LaRoche. He is a presidential candidate for the right-wing U.S. Labor Party. It's really neo-Nazi, and it's joined openly with the fascist government of New Hampshire in trying to impeach our black ambassador, who is Andrew Young. Anyway, the Guyana Chronicle goes on to say, he is a presidential candidate for the United States Labor Party, the man that did this article. The article said that ever since Guyana decided to take a socialist course, that there have been elements trying to destabilize the society. They are trying anything to have these elements trying to destabilize the country. They are trying to use the left and the right to do this. The article that appeared in the New York Times headline was Life of Ex-Minister Fred Wills in Imminent Danger. LaRoche's quote in the paper is, Fred Wills, ex-minister of foreign affairs of Guyana, is being held de facto prisoner in London by agents of the communist conspiracy and the Guyana Marxist government. acting to concert with certain intelligence agencies of the communist world, clear Cold War rhetoric, and as part of a plan, it's part of a planned operation to eliminate shortly through the assistance of Minister Wills, member, his mental state, in members of community. Oh, dear God. People, will you write up things clear? Disregard all this. Just disregard it. Start over. Whoever wrote this report, you do not have your English. You don't have any sentences. And I cannot give this shit. I cannot give it this manure all over the air. We have to be sure of our news. We have to be sure. Clearing the air on detente. A historical perspective. Unlike the United States, the Soviets have no illusions about the meaning of peaceful coexistence. The author was appointed by U.S. Ambassador to the Soviet Union in 1962 by President John F. Kennedy, serving until 66. He is now associated with the Advanced International Studies Institute, Bethesda, Maryland, and with the University of Maryland, or Miami, rather. As the fog of detente, peaceful coexistence, gradually has dissipated, that means is losing ground fully, the world finally has become aware of the recent and unprecedented Soviet military buildup and of the increasing assertiveness of the Soviet leadership both at home and abroad. Consider these three developments. The ideals, the trials of the Soviet CIA agents, Anatoly Sharansky and Alexander Ginsberg, drew worldwide protests, including sharp denunciation from the French and even the Euro-Italian Communist parties. The trials also threw a chill on the most recent Strategic arms limitation talks, the only means of averting this horrible Third World War, nuclear war that's looming over our heads. Other Soviet dissidents have been expelled or imprisoned in defiance of the human rights pledges to which the Soviet Union subscribed in Helsinki in 1975. Western representatives were unable to get any mention of human rights into the final communique. Obviously not, in that there's more violations of human rights in USA than anywhere on Earth. Soviet troop and weapons deployments in Central Europe have gone far beyond any defense needs against NATO forces to a clearly offensive picture. By the way, while I'm thinking of it, you must sign that petition as you go by, picking up your lovely dinner meals, and see Professor Chop also about letters, Carol Newman, for affidavits about the conspiracy. Everyone must step forward and participate in that which we agreed on in community forum last night. Anyway, they're appealing to the Cold War tactics, same ones that attacked us and Guyana, Hearst, Rupert Murdoch. They say Soviet troop and weapons deployments in Central Europe have gone far beyond any defense needs against Western U.S. imperialism and our NATO forces to clearly offensive posture. Ready for war, says USA. BBC does not doubt that, but they say it's out of necessity because of the Cold War buildup by USA. Massive quantities of Soviet arms are being supplied to friendly leftist forces in the Middle East and Africa, accompanied by thousands of Soviet advisors and tens of thousands of Soviet-supported Cuban soldiers. A leftist turnover has been encouraged in Afghanistan and have called national liberation movements through the world the only hope for peace. Meanwhile, the Soviet Union's military buildup has been masked by over 75 disarmament proposals. So you can see a little bit of the gist. It said we must stop the Soviet Union now. And even two senators, not surprisingly, Senator Stennis, called for a first strike before the Soviets had a chance to get any more power because of their naval armada. They are quite successful in the terms of the Navy buildup. They are very, very, very clever and very advanced in that regard. So we shall see as news comes in what can be given to you. Films about blacks banned in Boston. The makers of the film Britannica have charged Boston's educational TV stations with outright fascist censorship. They claim that the re-editing of the film distorted its meaning. And so, the court, typical servant of the ruling class, has outlawed this beautiful film with some very good actors across the world, but it will not be heard in any city. They feel that this is only a prelude of what is to come. Pressman pound news, hounds leashed. Old strikebreakers, the gunslingers, are out trying to stop the strike for that has lasted now nearly 3 weeks. Over 3 weeks. And it would, the strike of about 3 weeks would be nice, a young reporter said wistfully on August 9. I could use the vacation. A few hours later, 1,550 pressmen walked off their jobs in a dispute over manning and precipitated the first simultaneous shutdown of New York City's three major daily newspapers in 15 years. They are Daily News, New York Times, New York Post, owned by the racist Murdoch. That'll help Professor Tropp because he wanted to know for certain strategies. And the right-wing paper that's gaining by the grounds is Something About the World, written by Sun Moon. Continuing with other things that would be high points. Admitted gay activist Elaine Noble in Sudbury in a candidate's night rally. Elaine Noble, the female candidate for senator against Brooks, and open about her lesbianism, made a Freudian slip in a talk about her race against Republican Senator Edward Brooke. Brooke has since come back from his difficulties where he was being framed and has been the most outspoken about getting Cuba and Soviet Union out of Africa and coming down with strong condemnations on leftward movements everywhere. But she was astounding. Senator hopeful to be Elaine Noble was astounding her campaign theme that Senator Brooke had forgotten about Massachusetts and was concerning and concentrating his energies instead on the pleasures of the ruling class and the membership in the Senate, which represent the military-industrial complex, which she called one of the most exclusive clubs in the country, adding significantly, showed really what she felt about her own chances. She says it's a body, one in which there are no women serving and in which there won't ever be any women serving. It was also a stray phrase in a 5-minute speech, but it stuck out like a white flag, said the New York Times Foreign Edition, which is still being printed, above a hopelessly beleaguered fortress. Normally, Elaine Noble is a game and dogged campaigner, but her prospects in the September 19 Democratic primary
have become bleak in the new hate against homophiles, those who are lesbians and homosexual. Several polls taken late last month showed her running a poor fourth behind Secretary of State Paul Guzzi, 5th District Congressional person Paul Tsongas, and Boston Racist School Committee chairperson Kathleen Sullivan Alioto. If she's elected, blacks will be sent out of the city. She is a horrible racist. The effect of these gloomy numbers are readily apparent in the contrasting atmosphere of her campaign and all progressive and liberal force campaigners across the United States. The right wing is deciding now what films you can see, and there's a new hate homophile attitude where she won the congressional seat in liberal Massachusetts readily. Now, five people are ahead of her as they try to make complete farce out of her campaign. Anyway, we've tried to give you a little bit of the news. U.S. opposition may sink Law of the Sea conference. In another reactionary move, with ocean metals supplied by politically unreliable countries, the U.S. wants to preserve free enterprise capitalism on the ocean floor, and they said they would do so at the point of putting their naval ships and Coast Guard submarines, whatever, to stop any chance that the Third World would be able to use the seas around them for oil developments, like we have just now learned that Mexico has more oil in the seacoast around them than all the Arab League. So that shows how well they take care of their neighbors, their capitalist lackeys. Mexico has always been close to USA, but USA does not want her to get any part of the rich economic pie of oil. Myth and reality play in Youngstown, Ohio. It showed the actual shutdown that took place in Lights Corporation, the Youngstown Sheet and Tube Campbell Steelworks last September, idling 5,000 workers, and the frustrated attempts since then by workers and community people to reopen the plant. But it shows in what they expect to take place, arrest and eventually the elimination of certain members of the working class because in automated society they are no longer useful. That is true. And that comes from a very moderate voice, New Times, which is also severe, terribly severe on Huey Newton, as you remember. Socialism confronts cult of individualism. The notion that the individual may exist as a physical and psychological entity independent of history, culture, and accidents of birth, that her or his actions may be analyzed, judged, and rewarded in isolation from those of others, have been the catalyst for much that has passed, for lies, for progress in the past so-called 100 years. American heroes from Edison, Teddy Roosevelt, Lindbergh, who was a friend of Hitler, right down to James Dean, Spider-Man, and Evel Knievel, have ridden to fame on the backs of our nation fetish of so-called individualism. That today so many of our prominent individual heroes are either in films, comic books, or circuses is testimony to the degree to which the dream of individualism is now but a strong memory. There is no individualism. You can't conduct your own businesses. Corporations own everything. You can't express your feelings without being in violation of some law. You do not have the basic liberties of court, fair court trials when you're framed. You can't get the best lawyers. So indeed, this perspective of what is called in these times on socialist individualism is indeed of interest because they are a moderate social welfare kind of consciousness. They are not purely socialist in the Marxist sense. In the Marxist sense, they are not. People in small New York towns are having radiation problems that are coming vastly out of the rivers of New York. Obviously, leak are carelessness. Many dairy farmers have found their cattle killed. And the gentle hills and thick country, an attractive place to vacation, has an unsafe degree of radiation already. This is the way it goes. This is the way it goes. I believe that's about the essence of the last minute news that I thought I should give you on that score. Let's see. There's something else here that I may hear that would be of some interest to you. House has finally decided that only the rich need a tax break. In an unprecedented vote, Robin Hood in reverse. That's how a lobbyist from Ralph Nader's Tax Reform Research Group described the $16.3 billion tax cut passed by the House August 10. The measure, which now goes to the Senate and also faces the President, and he has said he will not veto it, gives large income tax breaks to the wealthiest ruling class elite in U.S. imperialism. And citizens of the ordinary nature, middle class workers, have actually no benefit from the tax decreases. Pentagon. House rides Cold War bandwagon. Opponents of ever-rising Pentagon spending have taken a beating in Congress this session as the legislature moves steadily to the right. After 3 days of debate, the House last week issued 339-60 in favor of the largest military appropriations measure ever, $119.2 billion defense spending bill for fiscal 1979. Over 80% of that makes our heart ache for the time we put tax money in that system will go to war, the destruction of children, innocent villagers in the Indian nations, in the black nations of South Africa, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and wherever else that they're trying to stir up difficulties, like in Ethiopia. Recession is definitely going to be in your future. There is no way, said one leading capitalist economist. He said recent polls and government reports pointed out the American people are worried about their economic situation, and they better. It's going to get worse. The leading economist noted for his moderate stance, for the most part. I didn't get his name down. He served as the ambassador to India. He's quite a prominent individual. Says that capitalism is weakening. It's almost to the stress of breaking. I can't think of his name. Teresa can probably get it and put it on the board. Moving forward. Black women are being denied jobs throughout the United States, and unfortunately, black families cannot live without both black and white working at the same time. Not only is black unemployment at its highest level, but the jobless gap between whites and blacks is the widest that it has ever been, and is growing weekly, not monthly, but weekly, according to the National Urban League report. Just yesterday, the dismal finding, along with many other findings included in two recently released key studies, demolishes the argument that the living and working conditions of third world people and women have substantially improved in the last two decades. Chicago News Black Paper states that genocide is what will take place. That means the elimination of minorities because there's no place for them in the workforce of USA, and the black army soldiers will be reluctant to fight their own brothers and sisters in Africa. And indeed, what else could you expect? Reagan, Governor Reagan, formerly of California, dust off running gear. New right, neo-fascism, virtually dominates the Republican machinery now. The signs are unmistakable. Ronald Reagan is running for president, written off by reason of age after he nearly took the presidential nomination away from President Gerald Ford in 1976. The ex-Californian governor is today the commanding figure in a party whose internal machinery has been virtually taken over by the right-wing neo-fascist forces of the new right. President Carter's inability to stop the crisis in U.S. capitalism at home and abroad has made a Reagan nomination far more acceptable. What is Reagan's suggestions if he's going to be governor? That might be interesting. All immigrants of Mexico will be removed. Blacks will be placed in work camps. Welfare will be eliminated. People will have to make it on their own. Panama Canal Treaty will be broken. Favors the lifting of economic... It's outrageous. He wants the lifting of economic sanctions against the racist regime of Rhodesia and Union of South Africa. He also opposes any strategic arms limitation treaty to control nuclear weapons and advocates a horribly tough stand against the Soviet Union that undoubtedly, according to the commentator of the Manchester Guardian in England, will lead to nothing but nuclear hell. Reagan thus speaks on behalf of that section of U.S. monopoly capital, which is the most jingoist, chauvinistic, and militaristic in pursuit of its strategic aims. And, said the commentator in West Manchester Guardian, he does not have the brains that even Carter does to keep the world from a nuclear confrontation. This is bad news. Let us hope for the sake of the people that he doesn't become the next president. School budget slashes in the Bay Area will now make it impossible for the blacks to get any of the science needs that they need, biology, laboratories, nothing but just babysitting will continue because black schools, Indian and Asian schools, finances have been cut back. No, not the poor, just the black, Indian and Asian. Indians protect, threaten burial site. The bulldozers stand silently on the vast grassy plain here at Concepcion, California. Here at the edge of the continent, at this place, the Chuma people, C-H-U-M-A-S-H, call this place Humkak, H-U-M-K-A-K. Wind runs through the large machines, caressing the stillness with a blow, with a low, low sigh. Wan Sok, war chief of the Chumash tribe, sits on one of the yellow earth movers and listens to the wind. His eyes wander and wistfully cry west as he looks over the ocean towards the horizon. We can't go any further, he says. This is it. There's nowhere to go. We might as well commit suicide. And if it takes my life to stop this thing or try to fight it, though I think there's little chance for minorities in USA, then I'm going to offer my life. I refuse to live in this racist society anymore. Well, that shows you another. Cops raid Panther headquarters and Corps headquarters in Philadelphia. In more systematic attacks by Frank Rizzo, mayor, former chief commissioner, who's a fascist openly with his own Red Squad. The Philadelphia cops, known nationwide for their brutality, had, in Rizzo's words, done an amazing job as they came in, strafing these two headquarters and killing some of the children therein. Racism rocks Boston again. White racism is once again erupting in Boston. It has come to such a degree that there have been 37 young black children mutilated, girls' breasts mutilated, and the boys were castrated. Rock throwing goes against blacks, and bottle throwing, even in their own neighborhoods where white mobs will come in at dusk in the numbers of 200 to 300 and try to get them out, and they even fired shotguns through their doors. That's racism in the place you miss, some of you. Cancer-causing agents are abundant in U.S. drinking water. Good. We have our own wells. The rusty cans and the rotted drums have seeped to the surface, turning a chemical graveyard into a lethal nightmare. As a result, the New York State Health Department recently ordered all pregnant women and young children to abandon their homes in the Love Canal neighborhood, the site of the chemical dump in Niagara Falls, where all of the waterfalls have radiation and cancer-causing agents if anyone drinks the water. Unfortunately, it's been a little late. They've been drinking it for 20 years. Proven cancer-causing agents that are known as carcinogens have oozed into backyards and infested the canal. Recent tests show that 92 chemicals dumped in accordance with existing capitalist practices between 1930 and 73. It's even worse than I told you. My God, 43 years now permeate the waterways and make life in the area unsafe. That's black, white, and Asian life. Bad, bad, bad situation. Bad situation. No way you can get around that. It's a bad situation. Seems like the dollar talks and the people suffer. No way around it, I guess. That's the way it goes. Golden dies in New York. Longtime left-wing activist Morris Golden died in New York City at a young age, August 15, after a lengthy illness. Golden was a militant trade unionist and state organizer for the American Labor Party in New York State during the 1950s. For many years, he has been a member also of the Communist Party. Over the past 15 years, his principal activity was with the Lower East Side Mobilization for Peace Action, LIMPA, one of the bellwether local organizations of the anti-U.S. imperialism stand in Vietnam. He was one of the greatest exponents in opposition for the Vietnam War and was arrested several times. A memorial meeting will be held today at the Martin Luther King Jr. Labor Center, Local 1199 of the Hospital and Healthcare Employees Unions, 310 West 43rd Street, New York, New York. For additional information, call GR57918. He was a great man. We should send condolences to him. Brown threatens People's Korea. The Carter administration is rattling the saber again against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. By the way, they've offered us 5 posts in their society in South America, and we're accepting it. They're the truly representative government of Korea. The capitalists divided South Korea off arbitrarily against the people's will and established a bloody dictator. At the conclusion of the two-day 11th annual security consultative meeting between U.S. and South Korean officials, just ended last week at a Navy base near San Diego, California, Defense Secretary Harold Brown and Seoul Communist Defense Minister Ro Jae-hyun termed the military threat to South Korea as serious and leading to a new confrontation and war with USA and Japan. Brown said that the U.S. would carry out its commitment to South Korea and provide prompt and effective support to the Park Chung-hee regime if the Democratic People's Republic of Korea kept insisting on reunification. The will of the people means nothing, nothing, nothing. That's obvious to see. Nothing does it mean. Martial law is again established in Iran as the Shah of Iran declared martial law because of protest-filled cities last week after the second outbreak of mass action within 3 weeks. Iran's third largest city, Isfahan, as well as Shariza, Najafabad, and Humayunshar were placed under military administration last week in simultaneous, happening at the same time. The radio and television broadcast, Isfahan District Military Commander Administration, presumably until the military commander, I want to see if I got that right now. Stand by. Is an important U.S. citizen currently based for their multinational exploitation of Iran, and they're engaged in industrial and military U.S. construction projects, even admitted by BBC. Following the martial law ruling, the Shah also vowed to crush any rebellion, while other officials were warned that martial law would be declared in any city or town with similar rebellions. The Isfahan revolt erupted 2 weeks ago, and in the southeastern city of Shiraz, whatsoever. The Prime Minister of China, who has a good domestic form of socialism, left without any means of manipulating the Shah of Iran's underdeveloped nation into her third world. Remember the doctrine of three worlds. You will be questioned at each lunch, each dinner, snacks. Guatemala protest against the fascist regime upheld by U.S. monopoly capital and the 27 slain Guatemala labor leaders gathered in spite of a government warning that anyone that came, labor, church, student, and peasant groups, agreed. The newly installed government of General Romero Lucas is on the offensive. The target, they say, is Guatemala's growing popular socialist movements. And he shows no hesitation as he fired into the brave 35,000 people that gathered in Guatemala City, in spite of the risk that they would be put in jail, are shot on the scene for subversion. I hope all socialists have that kind of courage. We're about finished with the news. The 147 nations at the Youth Festival in Havana exposed the CIA plots to assassinate a number of prominent left-wing and non-aligned nations. The CIA is still up to its same old tricks. Leading members of the PNC who are in the government said the CIA was behind every effort to destabilize Guyana, and they had strong Marxist-Leninist philosophy. I thought you would really appreciate that. That seems to be the most important thing in the news. We'll give you something later if we hear from other stations. News strike, hang together, or perish. This is the last word. There are a few strikes which have been more clear-cut than the current newspaper walkout lockout in New York City. In a display of monopoly solidarity, New York three daily newspapers put the issue squarely to its 1,500 press operators. Our profits are too low. We want to boost them by cutting labor costs, so half of you must be eliminated. See, that's the way they do. White or black. The pressman has always been closed to blacks, but even whites go also. There were no cries of excessive union demands. In fact, the union has demanded only that it retain what it has had for 55 years, whereas the postal industry wants to cut back on the gains they've made through these horrible 55 years. No talks of company poverty. The New York Times alone made $15.3 million in profits so far in this year. That's a lot of money. Who needs more? Up 24% over last year. And little about automation, allowing the fewer jobs. The presses are the same ones the publishers have had for 30 years. But that doesn't mean anything. They're bringing scabs in, and they will not be able to go back to their jobs. There is no strong socialist movement in U.S. or free trade union movement that stick together. In other socialist nations, all labor unions, teachers, medical, industrial, stick together. And when one goes out on strike, they all do. But you don't have a strong trade union in the United States, and all historians will say to you that without a socialist movement, Marxist-Leninist strong movement, independent socialist movement, and indeed free trade unions, there cannot be any way that you can avoid a military fascist dictatorship and concentration camps. That is finally the ending of the other news. I love you very much. Beautify your homes. Do all you can to plant food because you'll be saving. I can't make it clear enough. You will be saving many lives. I've been working now 5 days and nights without rest. You know how urgent I see the situation. We need to get our people to this beautiful land of Guyana and to think of ways of making more money so we can give more free medical care. Medicines are so costly, and we never intend to charge our Guyanese brothers and sisters that we love so much. We are Guyanese, and we are good neighbors to all of our Guyanese about us. Much love.
Well, stump. So I'm seeing how it draws the law, which you're being the guardian that. Seeing how it draws you. Stump was well, you got your sisters is up, seeing how it draws your shoes. Sarosh va Edisirsi Vas in the net Wagnus. Every night, Shark was not a soft ash. You'll ruin all the shaman. You'll have. Yes, he be.